Blog Talk Radio.
EOTM Radio.
I'm just starting now.
Entrepreneurs on the move.
We have 45 minutes.
For a better tomorrow.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? This is your boy, T. Angelo, and you're listening to Dance, you're listening to Love, Dance, and the Hate in Between Them. Alrighty, you guys. So we are currently here with T. Angelo with Love, Dance, and Hate Between Them. And welcome. Good evening to you all. Today we have a super exciting show lined up for you. It's so much to talk about, so much to keep up with. And, you know, here on Love, Dance, and Hate Between Them, we discuss pop culture, everything from movies, music, you know, how to be successful with healthy living, you know, basically learning to live life to the fullest. And it's something I personally am striving to do with myself. So, as we like to do, today's agenda, what's going on? What are we going to cover a little bit of today? Well, of course, we're going to check out the movies. I managed to see The Little Fockers. We'll discuss that. We'll see what's going on, you know, in the theaters, what's worth checking out. Awesome. I have a great segment, you guys. So people who are gearing up for college, and, you know, I talk a lot about that, but preparing for life and success is always essential. So we're going to do a segment about degrees that are good investments. When you're thinking about what's a degree in and what you should major in, you want to find something that's a good investment, not just choose something because someone else told you to. Also, I'm going to talk a little more about Baby Day today, the charitable event honoring dancers and choreographers. Last week, I kind of rushed through it a little bit, so I'm going to go through that a little bit more with you. We'll discuss maybe a little bit more about iPhones, you know, what they have going on. But more interestingly, we're going to discuss, you know, Chris Brown and his new music, Venus Williams and her fashion choices lately, and also Regis Philbin. Of Regis and Kelly has announced his retirement. So, you know, there's so much going on. Also, we have the EOTM media room. You know, we're doing things in there, so you got to keep up with something to keep you guys abreast of. So without further ado, let's get to our first track for the night, and let's enjoy a little bit of music. And here we go with a little something.
Yeah.
Like a walking bank. Tell me what you drink. Tell me what you think. I go get these bottles. We go alcohol and things. Calling all the girls. Do you hear me? All around the world. City to city. Cheers to the girls or juice to the guys. Now I got a chicken and a goose and a rag. Getting loose in a rag. Hey, look, 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 look. Move to the bottom.
Bottoms up, so your hands up. That's the beauty, we about to set it up.
I get that money? Could I get that coke? Could I get that honey? Could I get that margarita on a rock, rock, rock? Could I get salt all around that rum, 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 rum tray? I was like, yo, Trey, do you think you could buy me a bottle of rosé? Okay, let's get it now. I'm with a band, keys to the friends. I don't say hi, I say keys to the band. Keys to the band, keys to the band. My, 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 yeah, keys to the 10. If I'm trying to get you, I'm a supper. Double out of money, out of done, y'all fucker. Fucker, fucker, then y'all fucker. Then I'ma go and get my Louis the fucker. Excuse me? Sorry, I'm really such a lady. I've got young money, you know, Slim, baby. And we be doing donuts while we racing. Let's beat, beat, beat. We give a lot of money to the babies out in Haiti. Yelling all around the world. Do you hear me? Do you like my body? Anna Nikki. Rest in peace to Anna Nicole Smith. Yes, my dear, you're so explosive. Say hi to Mary, Mary, and Joseph. Now bottoms up and double my dose.
Bottoms up, bottoms up. Ale, see you come. Got a couple bottles.
Hype Magazine, a magazine that gives you all kinds of flavor for your entertainment needs. You can purchase Hype Magazine in all major stores, as well as getting it digitally at www.gethypeonline.com. Get your ad in Hype Magazine now and subscribe by calling 1-301-579-HYPE. That's 1-301-579-HYPE. 4973. This is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, you guys, we're here with your boy T'Angelo. And so, what's going on in the T world right now? Well, a few T projects. We're still finishing up currently the footage for the Black College Expo. That'll be out next week, so definitely keep your eyes out for that footage. It was a great event. It was mad fun, and working with Rallo of Rallo Street Team has been so exciting and so much fun. So big ups to that. Also, the awaited 42nd annual NAACP Image Awards nominee event has been posted. So you definitely want to go to www.eotm.wordpress where you can see that video. And then once you do get on the site, you'll want to, on the left-hand side, you'll see it says, TV and radio. Yeah, so once you go onto the www.eotm.wordpress.com, on the left-hand side, you'll see it says TV and radio. Scroll down, and there you'll see me and the beautiful Carla B working it out with the likes of 50 Cent, Kimberly Elise, Columbus Short, I mean, just to name a few. So you'll want to check that out again. But you can also go to my Facebook page. Facebook, you can just look for The One T'Angelo. That's the number one T'Angelo. And check out the video. It was mad fun. And me and Sanaa had a connection. I know we did. I'm feeling her. She was beautiful and she was sexy. And her legs were cascading forever. You got to check it out. And for all you ladies out there, check out the shoes. The red pump looking things with the high heel. Dudes are digging that. So y'all need to cop that. So there you have it. oh, wait, hold on a second. Let me look here. I just got a text message. Oh, one of the winners of last week's contest from Restricted just hit me up and said, let me see, hold on. I just received my shoes from Restricted, and they are the hotness. I'm rocking them for the rest of the week. And that was from Jazz. She hit me back up with that one. That's what's up, Jazz. Well, I'm happy to hear that you enjoyed your shoes, and congratulations to all the callers from last week. You know, keep it here, keep it locked, and we're definitely going to have more contests to come. All righty, so anyhow, I just noticed that came in. Let's get back to our tea agenda. Also, don't forget, you guys, Love, Dance, and Hate Between Them is now available for sponsors and advertisers. You just heard the commercial play for Hype Magazine, and that could be you. So go ahead and hit me up at tangelo@eotmmedia.com, and we can go ahead and, you know, get it all lined up for you. TEANGELO@eotmradio.com is my email. And, of course, there's always Facebook and all the other .coms out there. So just hit us up, and we'll get your commercial plan, too. What time about? Oh, I'm so excited. I got my meeting with Baby Day coming up tomorrow. I'm part of the committee who's putting that together. Again, I'm going to give you guys some more details on that as the evening unfolds. So definitely keep an eye out. If you're a dancer or a dance team in the Los Angeles, Inland Empire, or northern San Diego areas, you'll want to stick around so I can get you the details on that event because you may want to be a part of. All right, and it's also about honoring dancers and choreographers. So if you know somebody, you want to catch those details as, you know, we're going to go ahead and go ahead and get that information to you so you can be a part of. All righty. Now, real quick, I have a random thing. It's a tea project, kind of, sort of. I've enrolled for my spring classes at school, and I'm still fairly new to this whole school thing, but I just have a question. Does anybody know how students find out what books they need for class? I mean, is it just me? Okay, you go on the Internet, right, and you sign up for your classes, and it clicks in, and you hope you get it, and it says you've gotten the class. So where do I go to find out about books? If y'all can hit me up, I would love to find out. TAngelo@eotmmedia.com and send me an email and tell me what I'm supposed to do. Because currently I email the professor. If I can find their email address on the site, I email the professor and ask them. And I'm sure there has to be a better way than that. Or also just give me a call here at the station, 718-664-6543. Again, that's 718-664-6543. And let me know because I need to order my books soon. You know, a brother got a budget for that stuff. They be trying to get you a house note on these books. I don't know if y'all in school yet, but know that. $75 for a book is running cheap, all right? So anyhow, let's get going. Let's go to the next thing. All right, so let's get into this. Let's get into this. Box office charts, box office results, what made the millions this week? Well, we talked about The Green Hornet last week, and it must have did good because this week it came in at number one with $33 million in the box office, followed by Dilemma. The Dilemma was $17 million, and True Grit is holding it strong at the number three slot. My good movie I talked about last week, my fave right now, is still Black Swan at number five. It came in this week with $8 million, but a total cumulative gross of $75 million, so that's what's up. And Little Fockers holding it down at number six. Speaking of Little Fockers, I managed to check it out. I know I'm a little late, but I did manage to check out the flick. Cool movie. I will have to say it wasn't what the other two were. It wasn't as laugh out loud funny. It did have some cool points, you know, when the father, I forget his name, but the head dad. Oh, my gosh, I forgot the character's name just that quick. But, you know, he had took some medication that kind of helped you get it going, and I mean get it cracking. I mean, okay, I can't be too detailed, but we'll just say erection. And he couldn't get it down for about 5 hours. The little baby walked into the room as they were trying to stick him with a syringe. It was probably horrific for the little kid. He screamed and ran the opposite direction. There was a couple of other little funny moments, you know. But you have to check it out. I would give it a B-minus rating. It wasn't the worst. It's entertaining. So if you want something to check out with my opinion, I would say Little Fockers is definitely something you can go with. All righty. Let's see. What else? Oh, Yogi Bear is still out there, too, at number eight. And I told you guys I'm trying to check out Yogi Bear because I am a Yogi Bear fan. So that's what I do. So definitely check it out. And there's a few other movies coming out. But I'm going to mention that The Secret is finally out, actually, regarding the new Batman. Yeah, yep, I'm a major Batman fan. And real quick, Anne Hathaway will be the new Catwoman in Batman. Boom, there you go. I know y'all out there wondering if they're going to bring Catwoman into it and then who's going to play it. I mean, ever since Michelle Pfeiffer did it, it's been cool done, you know, but so far she's still killing the game a little bit for me. But now we're going to have Anne Hathaway bring it in a whole new way. You can check out the EOTM Media Press Room where they actually discussed the details of it, where they reported that Anne Hathaway landed the Dark Knight. The movie's called Dark Knight Rises, the role for the upcoming film. A 28-year-old Hathaway will play Selina Kyle, whose other identity is known as Catwoman. And she'll be joined by Christian Bale, who is also going to do Batman once again, and also join the cast Tom Hardy from Inception, who will play the villain Bane. Okay, so you definitely want to check that out, as Anne Hathaway does big things with that. And she usually plays, you know, kind of sensitive, sweet-hearted girls. You know, you could recognize Anne Hathaway from Devil Wears Prada. She also was in Bride Wars, which I also thought was a great movie as well. And so you're used to seeing her in that kind of movie. So I'm really intrigued and interested to see how she plays Catwoman, you know, the seductress that she has to be. And to playing the innocent her is kind of like, you know, playing a white swan from Black Swan. Anne Hathaway is a white swan all day. But can't she give us Black Swan or Catwoman? I'm going to be checking it out. I'm going to have to hit that up opening weekend to see how she does, because Catwoman is one of my favorite villains off of Batman. So, Anne Hathaway, I give you big ups and good luck with that, all right? So, let's see. We are going to see what is going on with the box. I did the box office. Oh, I want to tell you about the Little Foxes. I did that. It was a key point, a lot of cool stuff there. I'm sorry, I'm making sure I covered all my details. But I think I did. I'm not going to be long with it. I'm going to let that be done. So y'all check out Anne Hathaway. So anyhow, let's get into another song real quick by my girl Pink with Raise Your Glass. No, wait. Yeah, I'm going to play that one. Did I get Raise Your Glass? Can y'all still hear me? Y'all still there? Hold on, let me see y'all. Y'all know I'll be kind of tripping sometime. Okay, here we go, here we go. Let's go ahead and get it going. So I hope y'all enjoy this flick, because this is my joint.
Hey!
of you guys. A little something different right there. That's my girl Rihanna with Rockstar. Y'all know my theme song. It was definitely the hotness right there. Sorry about that for y'all pink lovers. Okay, so we are going to talk about the abominus right now, Chris Brown. I mean, you know, he had fell off for a little bit, but he's bringing it back strong. I mean, Chris Brown was not lying when he promised fans late last year that he'd be dropping single after single until the release of his highly anticipated fourth album, Fame. All right, you guys, I mean, he got major collaborations planned with some of today's hottest music stars, including Justin Bieber, Bruno Mars, and Astro Rock. I mean, Fame is shaping up to be a promising treat for the Team Breezy and Chris Brown fans worldwide. And worldwide is exactly where he's headed. I mean, excuse me, with his latest single, I mean, it's just going to be crazy. This weekend, Breezy took to his Twitter account to announce that his next pop single, Beautiful People, featuring Beanie, is going to be all that. I mean, the infectious European dance track, it finds the pop star teaming up with Grammy Award-winning Italian DJ to promote self-love and inner beauty. And that's what it's about, you guys. You got to be a beautiful person and do what you do. So I definitely checked the track out, and I thought it was such a hotness. Y'all got to definitely download it and check it out yourselves, whatever. Very positive, you know. And the song kind of says, don't let them bring you down. You're beautiful inside you. And so Chris goes on to sing about beautiful people in the world. Live life and let love inside. He also encourages on the track to just kind of do you and, you know, find your place in it all. So it's definitely a hot track, you guys. And, you know, with me talking about living life to the fullest and positivity, I think the track definitely embodies and, you know, is on the same wavelengths that I am. So I definitely say you guys check out Chris Brown and Beautiful People. And, of course, we're all feeling his other joint Deuces. I mean, I was just actually playing that in my car a minute ago with all the, you know, different people he had on that one. And Deuces, of course, is a track that most of us be feeling because we've had that point where you're just like, I'm good. And throwing up a good peace sign is how you can just make a nice, clean, quiet, classic exit. You know what I'm saying? So Chris is definitely doing it. I'm excited to see what's up. And when it comes to dance and choreography, we need somebody out there hitting the hard moves. I mean, we don't have Justin Timberlake right now. You got the Justin Bieber, but, I mean, you know, Usher's kind of low-key in and out, you know, a little bit. So he just gives us the choreography, and he definitely kills on the stage. So I'm excited to see him back in the game. All righty, you guys. Now on to other things. We have Venus Williams. Yes, the tennis pro. She is excellent. But Venus is still wearing the really short dresses that she's kind of known for doing. And recently at the Grand Slam, the length of Venus Williams' hemline is inversely proportional to the tennis star's age. As she gets older, the dresses get shorter. I mean, as we all know, you know, she designs her own clothing and stuff for her matches, and this recently she sported her most mini tennis dress yet. The 7-time Grand Slam champion opened the 2011 Australian Open on Monday, winning decisively in straight sets. The quick 6-3 and the 6-2 victory over Sarah Ernie, I think the pronunciation is, and it was especially nice because it allowed us to focus on the most important part of the match, her short blue dress. And though it wasn't really campy or as can-can as her last spring number was with the flashy dress that she wore, but it wasn't as flashy as the dress she wore in the New York U.S. Open, but the self-designed garment did set new marks on tininess, okay? It was funny because she also goes on to say after the match, and to think, if she hadn't made a last-minute change, it would have been even more of a revealing outfit. Williams goes on to explain to reporters that she told them she almost wore skin-colored shorts, like a new color, underneath it, rather than the black tights that she currently has on. So if you guys go online, you can definitely check out the pictures and everything and see that, in most cases, dudes' wife beaters are longer than the dress she currently had on. I don't know why they refer to it as a dress. I say call it a shirt and be on with it. But as it stands, Venus Williams continues to do great things with her sports, and we all enjoy her work, and it's so much fun. And personally, I enjoy the costumes. It gives us something else to talk about, you know, outside of just the games. So I say go ahead, Venus, and have at it. And then also moving right along, we're going to talk about Mr. Regis Philbin, who recently announced his retirement from Live with Regis and Kelly. Yeah, yeah. This week, the host went ahead and announced that this will be his final year on the show, Live with Regis and Kelly. And it's unfortunate to hear that he's going to go. But I personally wasn't all that angry because I just figured that they were going to go ahead and call me to fill in for him. Well, we'll see how that goes. But after the talk show, we'll see what he goes on to do. And also we're going to look and see who's going to fill his shoes. And people who could kind of, you know, co-host and take his spot could be anybody from Martin Short, Donald Trump, Jerry Seinfeld, Jerry O'Connell. These are a few people that have been looking at. Seth Meyers, Ashton Kutcher. Ashton, I think, would be, you know, a cool look. I don't know about Donald Trump as a morning show. I don't know if I would feel that decision. Martin Short is kind of a good look. And then who else I thought was cool? And Jerry O'Connell, he's really fun and entertaining. Because you have to think about who's going to vibe with Kelly also, you know. I think the youthful, fun energy is really cool. So I don't, but not too young, you know, where you're like giving Tinny Bopper. So I think we're interested to see what happens. I say thank you to Regis for his talents and all that he's done thus far. I know I've enjoyed the show. The times that I have managed to catch, and it's been a lot of fun. So, you know, we want to say thank you to him, and we wish you the best of luck. So that's fine. All righty, you guys. So now we want to discuss degrees that are good investment. I mean, a degree that will give you a great return on your educational investment with growth opportunity, job satisfaction, and as some of us feel, the most important would be financial reward. Okay, while perusing through Yahoo's education and finance section, I learned that they were discussing, you know, degrees that had good investments. And you know how I'm on this whole school thing and going forward and being the best you can. I was like, oh, this will, you know, probably be an interesting article. Excuse me. And so they went on to say, if you bought a stock or made an investment, you would expect a certain rate or return on your money, right? Well, a degree is no different. When you invest in your education, you want to be paid for your time and the money that and get a good job with good paychecks to return on the money that you spent in school. And will your degree keep on giving? Okay, are you looking in the future? Are you looking ahead and foreseeing where things are going? If you notice that things are becoming more digital, you want to look at a degree that is kind of going in the direction of the digital medium, not just something that's, you know, not moving or is kind of dying out, if you will. The number one degree that they had listed would have to be a bachelor's degree in business administration. So a lot of students, you know, do business administration. And a degree like this would show if you are a natural leader or not. Can you hone your communication, your decision-making, and your problem-solving skills? And a degree like this will help you to do that. It'll also prepare you as a manager and a team builder. It can also open doors to a variety of fields and opportunities, many of which pay quite well, okay? So from marketing to healthcare to public relations, employers need people with a good foundation. In the business administration and to fill all kinds of positions. So it doesn't limit you on what you want to do. Let's see what else we have. They're also discussing, they also showed that how a degree like this could allow you to get into related careers and salaries like public relations specialists, which they can start at like $51,000, corporate finance analyst, which is about $73,000, human resource manager at $96,000, marketing manager at $105,000. So having a degree in business administration is it could be a really good look for you because it allows you to kind of span across several different career fields that you might be interested in or could get into and become successful at. We also have a bachelor's degree in healthcare administration. According to the U.S. Department of Labor, a few industries in the world are expanding as quickly as healthcare. And if you want a degree that will prepare you for this fast-growing field, with a degree in healthcare administration, you'll be able to use your honest desire to help people to provide patients with a positive healthcare experience and make a good living doing it. And something like this can allow you to get to a pay scale where you might start off at about $37,000, but by mid-career, your salary could be up to $60,000, and that's an extra $23,000 per year. Okay, so this is something you can look at, and again, career fields you might be able to get into would be a medical office assistant, health benefits specialist, an assistant hospital manager, and an assistant hospital manager can make up to, or probably starting at about $80,000. Okay, so that's definitely something you might want to get into. Let's see. Number three on the list, they went with an associate's degree as a paralegal. I mean, you know, lawyers are always needed, and that could be a field that you might be interested in. And if it's so, that'd be a degree that you would want to look at to getting. Let me see here. To be an integral part of in the legal world, but not interested in going through law school. Well, a degree and the studies can allow you to enjoy the satisfaction of being a part of the legal system without 3 years of law school and training. So according to the Department of Labor, paralegals are gaining new responsibilities in legal offices and now perform many of the same tasks as lawyers. So if you get something like this, your pay scale for a paralegal with a degree could be like $35,000. But once you get going into your career, you can get up to anywhere from $51,000 and up. Okay, so you have paralegals who do employment services, they do insurance carriers, and paralegals for federal executive branches as well. So, you know, something to get into if you like the whole world of law but don't want to get too deep into it. Another degree that will help you, but will be a good investment for you, could be a degree in finance. I mean, as you guys well know, it's all about money, right? And are you fascinated by the world of securities, investments, and personal finance? Well, a degree in finance can prepare you for a number of jobs, from stockbroker to auditor to financial advisor. I mean, jobs in finance can be both personally satisfying, helping people plan their retirement, and it can also be financially rewarding. So you will learn so much to help yourself in that world, help your friends, help your family. And according to PayScale Report, people in this area, finances, your degree in finances could start you at like $47,000 a year. And once you get going by mid-level, you can end up at $91,000. So this is something you might want to look at for people interested in financing. Some related careers could be a mortgage sales associate, a loan officer, as I mentioned earlier, auditor, stockbroker, or a financial advisor. So these are a few areas that you would want to look at. And then the last two I'll mention will be a degree in accounting, which can get you into work, into careers like bookkeeper, staff accountant, or financial analyst. And we discussed earlier, you know, financial analysts do pretty well as far as their income. And CNN actually did a money top thing, and they actually said the best jobs in America, it has to do with accounting. So if you're interested in that, I would recommend, you know, get into accounting. And then lastly, I'll mention a degree in marketing, which plays very close to public relations, and I enjoy both of those fields. And if you are the kind of person who loves persuading and motivating people, you are in touch with what consumers want, a degree in marketing. This degree in marketing can prepare you for a fun and satisfying career in marketing and advertising, creating campaigns and, you know, energizing the public to really want to get into whatever product you're currently promoting. And a degree like this will allow you to get into careers like marketing coordinator, a meeting or a convention planner, marketing specialist, a marketing accounting manager, and they make anywhere from $44,000 up to $180,000, not to cap you there, but just some of the areas, you know, of starting off and things of that nature. So these are definitely some degrees you want to look into as you're currently preparing to, you know, gear up for college and wondering which way to go. Anything, as I mentioned, from marketing to accounting, finance, they talked about business administration. So just area that you'll want to look at as far as getting investments. You don't want to, again, choose a degree that won't really take you places, that won't really, you know, give you anywhere to go. Okay, so you definitely want to look at that. So I'm going to take a pause for the calls. Let me see here. And let's be moving right along. All righty, you guys. Okay. So we talked about Baby Day a little earlier, and I just want to give you guys a little bit more information on this. Baby Day is a show that honors dancers and choreographers who give back in the community with their talents, okay? So if you happen to have known of someone who does that, this would be the great place for them to come out. Also, if you have a dance team that you work with, this will be a great place for you to come out and show your talents and show what you do. Let's see here. We have the Baby Day event, which is going to take place on April 30th. And here is where they have dance teams come in, and they're going to honor different people of the community. And so they're going to have the dance team get a video of a choreographer, and the dance team will create a piece around the choreographer. And at the show, they'll present their dance piece. After a big presentation, they're going to honor two people, someone 15 and younger, someone 16 and older. And at that time, they'll get a chance to win a $1,000 scholarship or a $500 scholarship. And this is something that you may greatly be interested in doing. So I recommend that if this is something you could be interested in, you want to hit them up. You can find them on their website, which is nacdworldwide.com. And there they have all their information, their contact information, what the project is about, and how they help other people. And, again, that was NACDWorldwide.com. I'm personally a part of the committee helping put this together, and I think it's going to be a tremendous event. I'm super excited to be involved with it. And it's just something that allows the youth to show themselves in a positive manner. You know, the NACD does a lot of supporting of different corporations and government, different things. And I know it's going to be a celebrity attended event. So I would recommend you guys, you know, come out and support, or maybe call and have your dance team come out. I'm really excited to be a part of it. I personally will be hosting also a master class that will be a part of this. So if you're interested in wanting to dance and learn some hot choreography with T'Angelo, you could come through. I'm going to choreograph the opening and probably the closing of the show. I'm going to use some of the dancers who are in the show. If some other people want to be involved, definitely come out. It's going to be so much fun. We're going to have a blast putting together some hot choreo, some cool costumes, some bomb music, and just get our boogie on, okay? We're going to have to call out my girl, Carla B. You know, she be loving to dance, and see if she go out there and do her two-step, you know, the one-two-step. Maybe get her out there and do the uh-oh again. I think we saw her the uh-oh maybe one day, and she was trying to back it up. I'm like, uh-oh, get it, Carla, get it. But, you know, we'll definitely have to check it out and see what goes on from there. So definitely, again, you guys, check out Baby Day. You can go to their website, which is nacdworldwide.com, and give them a call and contact them. I think they have their phone number, maybe. You can also give them a call at 1-877-553-9015. That's 877-553-9015. And, you know, contact them and get more details. On the website, of course, is going to be way more informative than what I'm giving you here. It'll give you all the details on everything and what it takes to be a part of. And I would say go from there, all right, you guys? So NACDWorldwide.com. So anyhow, with no further ado, I'm going to go ahead and take a break here, and you guys chill out with some music moments, and we'll be back just momentarily. And actually, I'm having super exciting guests for you this evening. I'm going to have the writer, director, producer, Charles Flemings on the show. So for all of you production buffs out there who love the world of entertainment and all the parts that are making it, because I know I love the making of films. I think the making of films could be almost as more entertaining as the film itself. Like, I'm currently on the hunt to find the making of Black Swan, because I think it would be awesome. So having Charles Flemings here is going to be even great, so now I can ask him what all goes into building and developing a great film. So definitely stick around, you guys, and we'll be back after this.
Easy come, easy go, that's just how you live. Oh, take it all, but you never give. Should've known you was trouble from the first kiss. Had your eyes wide open, why were they open? Gave you all I had and you tossed it in the trash. You tossed it in the trash, you did. To give me all your love is all I ever ask. Cause what you don't understand is I catch a grenade. In front of a tree, oh yeah. You know I'd do anything.
guys what's going on. All right. So, okay, so. All right, my bad. I'm back. Okay. Whew. It's a whirlwind sometimes, okay, you guys? You got to kind of keep up with it. All righty. It's kind of moving too fast, I reckon. But anywho, let's see. So we are actually going to gear up to speak with Charles, but we're just going to take one moment because I want to share with you a little something that I learned recently. I've kind of been coming to me more and more, and that is investing in people that you love. And the reason I mentioned this, because I recently actually spoke with a family member of mine, and she was discussing that she's like, I hate feeling excluded. You know, you guys always exclude me from the family. And I'm like, no, you haven't. And it's funny enough, I was speaking to somebody else who was telling me they felt excluded from the family. And I'm just like, people feel excluded, yet they're not investing. So what I recommend is you want to invest in the people that you're interested in. If you say that you're interested in some people, then you have to take the time to get to know and be a part of. As I mentioned a couple of shows back, I recently found or got in contact with and became started building a relationship with my brother, who I haven't known for a while, and now we're developing a relationship. Now we're working and building and growing and moving forward, and that only happens because I have shown interest, because I want to be a part of. So it becomes a time when you're feeling like maybe your family's not there for you and he's, you know, things aren't going the way you want them to with the family, I would say take the time and really, you know, go forth and do. I have a great relationship with my grandmother, for instance, and we actually went out to lunch today. She's working on some new adventures with her life and building and growing and do great things. So I'm so proud of her. I said, Granny, I called her up, let's go to lunch. And if you guys ever get a chance to meet my granny, you'll see she's not the average granny. She's pretty hip with it. It's pretty funny. It's so much fun. So I'll have her on the show one night. But anywho, it's about taking a chance, you know, taking time to invest in the people you love. So give someone a call, not just these freaking text messages and emails. I mean, I am hip with the new digital era, which is all cool and stuff. But understand that emails and text messages are emotionless. Okay, they can't give the warmth that your voice and that your sincerity gives through you just giving a call or trying to meet up with someone, okay, you guys? So I just want to take a moment out there to say, invest in people, invest in your family. I understand career is important, but, I mean, understand that the company you're working for was probably, if it's not your own, it was working before you, and it will work without you. And when your life is kind of like in a crazy spin, you know, crazy spin around, and you just want someone to kind of be there for you, it won't be your company. It's going to be the people that you have invested in and given yourself to who will be there with you. All right, you guys, so I hope you take heed and get that, and we're going to move on. Okay. All righty, you guys. Okie dokie. So as we've mentioned, we have a special guest this evening by the name of Charles Fleming. He is a writer, producer, and director of a multi-channel entertainment production company. His innovative and agile approach to production involves keeping his finger on the pulse of Hollywood trends and shifting the focus of his projects accordingly. This is a key strategy he refers to as riding the wave of current trends. And this trend or this strategy has kept Fleming and has helped him to become very successful in just a few years. Through his company, Brook Entertainment, Charles has created a variety of material, everything from dance shows to documentaries, sitcoms, and even a list of reality shows. But we won't even talk anymore about him. Let me go ahead and introduce to you guys Charles Fleming, and we'll learn more about what he does. Charles Fleming, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, right. Oh, look at them giving you love. Oh, guys, no, please stop. Oh, wait, no, please. Oh, sit down, please, no. Oh, wait, no. Not my bad, that was all for you. They're welcoming you. How are you doing this evening?
I love it. I'm doing great, man. Thanks for asking, and how are you?
I'm having a blast. You know me, high energy and riding the waves of life. Let's get to you and ride these current trends that keeps you in successful places. So Talk to us. What are you up to these days?
Man, we're really, really busy. We just finished our first screenplay, the company, and we started casting in a couple of months. We are now in production with a TV show called Second Chance, where we're actually giving the homeless people a second chance in life, where we're taking them out of the Skid Row area and putting them into a house away from the city. Mm-hmm. And giving them a second chance in life. It's really, really a great program.
Wow. Okay. So just to dig a little deeper with that, okay, so where are we finding these people?
Actually, you know, we had a casting call downtown on Skid Row, and we select
13
people. Yeah, it was amazing. It really was amazing. People came out. The line was long. It was a hot day, but it was fun. It was fun, and, you know, you're giving back to the community. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's always really, really rewarding to know that. And I always say when people ask me about the show, I say that I can't save everybody, but I can save 13 people at a time. And this show gives people a second chance in life. 13 episodes, when they come through the 13 episodes, they have a new house, a new job, and a car. They're from the street to success.
Okay, and have you guys started filming yet?
Yes, we are filming. We are already in production and working on the second episode right now.
So now, when it comes to homeless people, you know, it's a very touchy and sensitive and almost controversial topic, because when you think homeless, I feel that society kind of imagined that you're just some kind of crackhead who just got stuck on drugs and ended up in the street. And I personally, through my experience with life, have learned that's not always the case. With your show, how did these people end up in their predicament?
You know, there's really a lot of reasons why. Some people just wanted to fall out of society by paying taxes, by paying bills, and just not be accountable to anything. And you have that type of people down there. But you also have the people that ran into a hard part, a hard stage in their life where they don't want to be downtown, but that's where they can stay right now, because they have no funds coming in. And what we look for are people that really want to make a change. Granted, everyone downtown on Skid Row don't want to make a change, so we carefully selected the ones that are ready to make the change.
Okay, well, this sounds like an interesting program. And with the show so far, you guys kind of just in production, but do you foresee that the gifts and the opportunities that you're affording these people, do you feel it'll be a good investment, or do you have any questionable ones just yet? Do you feel, how are you feeling about the contestants?
You know, it's really, really funny. You know, in Hollywood, they always say people can turn to Hollywood overnight. And we actually had to let two people go because they were homeless. But I kid you not, in the matter of like a month, they went straight Hollywood. They were calling and asking for cars to come and pick them up. You know, they were demanding things. It was amazing how that can happen and how a little bit of success can change people. But
wow.
You have the people with the hearts, and they are appreciative of everything that we've done so far with them. You know, but it's a very strenuous process because the show is going to be very, very vigorous. We have, weight trainers, we have life coaches, financial planners, psychologists, we have accountants, we have plastic surgeons, and they're all of my team. And when they come through, they're going to really, really, really look different. You know, and people start saying things like, well, can my hair be long? I don't want my hair to be short. I can't do this. I can't do that. It was amazing how people changed. But it's really, really, really a great program. And giving people a second chance in life.
When the program is finished, where should we look for it?
Several platforms. We're going to be on ION Network. We're going to be on the internet, and some parts will be on the cell phone, but mainly ION Network. And I'm now shopping to own Oprah Winfrey's new network, OWN. So it's a possibility that we'll probably be on that station as well.
That's what's up. Okay, so I'm gonna take a downshift and back up a little bit and ask, so how did you get into production? Did you go to school for it?
No, I run through my major was business.
Well, we just talked, I don't know if you're listening earlier, but we talked about you guys. Business is a good major. Up and here we go. Great. Okay. And how did you end up where you are now in production?
You know, entertainment was not something that I moved to California for. I moved out here in Texas originally. Texas, yeah.
Texas? You a Texan?
Yes, from Texas, yeah. Yeah, from Texas, and I moved out to pursue a career as an accountant, and I worked for Transamerica, Merrill Lynch, you know, and it was good for me. It was great, but the way I started in the industry was I was actually sitting home one day and flicking the channels and couldn't find anything to watch on TV, and I wrote my very first show called Reconciliation, and the tagline is, after I say I do, but before I say I quit. And it was a program that was geared toward couples. This was around the time when all of the divorce court shows were coming out. And,
okay.
And I've been married now for 21 years, and I saw all these shows coming out for people to get a divorce. I thought, wait a minute, what about the ones that are trying to make the marriage work? You know, so I sat down, and I wrote Reconciliation, and that show was sold to James DeBose. James DeBose is the person that's in charge of EP, executive produced Keisha Cole project.
Mm-hmm.
He does, I think it's maybe even Atlanta Housewives, I think he has something to do with that. That's on BET and TV. James DeBose,
Okay, now we also mentioned you have a dance show, so you may have heard, you know, that I like to, you know, shake a tail feather every once in a while myself. And, you know, I mean, you know, we and you kind of go back, not that far, but we kind of go back, and I'm trying to figure out when I'm going to get my call for the dance show. I'm ready. I've been practicing. I've been, like, jogging and everything to get my endurance up. So if you have a long shoot, I'm not going to be complaining. I'm not going to be Hollywood at first.
Yeah, you know, just have your people call my people will be good.
No, he didn't say that to me. Apparently, he's been listening to my show. How many persons does it take to make a people? Carla, you my people? Maria? Rallo? Who's my people? Okay, you got jokes. That's what's up, Charles. That's what's up. Oh, I can't believe you took it to me on that one. Okay, I wasn't ready. That was a good fire. He fired on me right there, y'all. Okay, that's how I felt, y'all. That's how I was feeling right there. But okay. Well,
no, it's a great show. It's a great show. It's called Battle. And, you know, and if anyone wants to see trailers to all of my shows, they can go to my website.
Okay, and what's your website?
The website is www.brook-entertainment.com.
So that's brook-entertainment.com?
Yes. www.brook-entertainment.com, yes. Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. Okay, so with the battle, what's it called again? I'll mess it up.
I'm sorry?
So the title of the dance show is called what again?
It's called Battle. Battle.
It is called Battle, okay. So just real quick, what did we do with Battle?
Battle, it was a show that I created, and I sold it to a network out of New York. And after 1 year of non-movement, I decided not to re-sign with them. So I brought it back to my company, Flip Entertainment. So we're now in the process of shooting other episodes. We're currently showing in Australia, Japan, Puerto Rico, and Germany.
Puerto Rico! Oh! I'm sorry. Okay, well, I'm going to just put this out there real quick so it gets recorded on air with the public. If you need a host for your show, just call me. I won't even trip. I won't even, you know, I got you.
Okay, you know, like I said, you know, just
have my people. I remember what you said it the first time. You don't have to repeat it.
No. Anything that I can do, you know, man, I'd be glad to help you. We've been friends for a minute now. Anything I
can
do,
yeah, that's what's up.
Happy to help.
Okay, so you mentioned you were married for 21 years, building your own empire here. Young man, building an empire. You have family, you have friends. How does one balance all of this?
It's strenuous. It's strenuous. It's stressful at times. But you have to be goal-oriented. You have to be able to motivate yourself, because you're going to hit rocks. You know, you will hit hard places. You have to be able to pull yourself up by your bootstraps, because when I came out of corporate America into entertainment, my base went from a six-figure salary down to nothing, because I wanted to be happy. You know, being happy makes a difference in everyone's life, and I personally feel that no one should be stuck in career where they're not happy. So crunching numbers were okay. You know, it was okay at first, but I decided that it was boring. I wanted to use my creative side, you know. So I went from, you know, corporate America over into entertainment, and it was stressful. It was stressful. It was really stressful. But I knew what I wanted to do, and like I say, if you have faith and believe in yourself, you can move a mountain. You can move a mountain. It's hard, but it can be done. There's a will, there's a way.
And it's funny that you say that, because I was actually just speaking with Kimberly Lease recently at the 42nd Image, the 42nd NAACP Image Awards nominee announcement, and she pretty much kind of said what you said. With herself, she said you have to keep telling yourself that you are greatness, that you are greatness, and now you're just kind of saying the same thing. So I would say kind of to the youth and the young, you know, adults out there, to everyone, it seems like, you know, really believing in yourself is really important, and I have to agree, because if you don't believe in yourself, who else really will?
Right, you know, and you have to have a dream, you have to have a vision, you have to know where you want to go, what you want to do, and who you want to be. If you don't know these things about yourself, I mean, you can't achieve anything. You have to know what you want to do. I'm a Christian. I go to church, and one time this guy preached a sermon. This happened years ago, and this has stuck with me for my 43 years I've been here on earth. And and his title was, "You have to believe it before you see it, because if you don't believe it, you'll never see it at all." Which simply means that you have to see yourself where you want to be, and if you cannot see yourself there, you'll never achieve it. But if you can see yourself as a movie star, or as a producer, or as an accountant, or as an executive, if you can see yourself being those things, you can achieve it. But if you can't see it, you won't be able to achieve it. So you have to go for your goals. You have to go for what you believe in.
That's what's up. Okay, well, that's awesome. Okay, so that's great, you guys. I think that's awesome. So to the people out there who are believing in themselves and they are trying to achieve it, what would you say to them to make it? What should they do to get into production, especially when it comes to writing and producing and directing? That can be considered a costly endeavor. How should one approach?
Now, the first, make sure it's a passion. It cannot be a whim. What I mean by that is, it's just a writer has you know, an ear to hear and can write what they've heard or write what they vision. And so if a good writer. Someone told me this, and I went back and looked, and I do the same thing. The writer writes on everything, little notes and stickies, and I mean little thoughts and ideas. Writers write on everything, the ideas, the shows, poems, you know, whatever, letters to people. Writers are writers. You know, we just write. You have to make sure that what you want to do is something that you have a passion for, and not just something you see on TV and think it's a great career, and you want to just try it. Because 9 times out of 10, if you just see it and you don't have a passion for it, you won't be happy in that career. But once you find out that this is your passion, that you want to do this, just stick with it. It's going to be hard, but stick with it because it's your passion. And you may get 1,000 no's, but you only need one yes. And that one yes can change your life overnight. You know, that's the good thing about the industry, that you can have $0 in the bank one day, and the next day you can have $5 million in the bank. That's how quickly it can turn. But you have to have a passion for it. You got to be passionate about what you're doing.
Okay, so definitely passion. And I would definitely have to agree that you do have to have that. Otherwise, you just get tired of it, and then you just throw it away, and then there's a waste of all the resources you just used.
Absolutely.
Okay, so what would you, with all the stuff going out right now, I mentioned Black Swan and Lil Fockers and everything, with all the productions going out right now, what's something that you're interested in? What do you like? What are you kind of a fan of right now?
I love comedy. I love comedy. I can't write comedy, but I love comedy. I like to go and laugh.
My favorite comedian is Martin Lawrence. He's like my favorite comedian of all time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who would you say is yours?
I would say Steve Harvey. I like Steve Harvey. He's old school, but I like Steve Harvey's comedy. I mean, it's real and it's raw, and I like it.
Right.
So I would say Steve Harvey. He's pretty funny.
Yeah.
And Epps. I love Epps as well.
That's a good one, too. I have to agree. My mother's a major Steve Harvey fan. I was just quoting him earlier today. It won't be funny if I tell you, but I'll just mention he was saying he was at a mall one time, and some little kid had told his mother that he hated him. The little kid hated his mother. And so that was a little white kid telling his white mama that he hated his mother. Well, the little black kid's mama whooped him after that happened. And he was confused, asking, "Mother, why did you whoop me? I didn't say anything." She said, "Well, just in case you thought about telling me you hate me, we already got you covered." And I thought, oh, my God. That's close to how my mother was with me. She wouldn't have to get you, but she sure would check you on it already in case you thought you could get away with that. Just go ahead and let that one go.
Yeah, it was funny. Yeah, he's funny.
That's what's
funny.
Up. And now on the opposite side of that, what is maybe some flicks out right now that you think shouldn't be out? What are you not feeling right now?
What am I not feeling right now? Wow. I think there's something out for everybody. I can't say there's nothing bad out there right now. Because I believe there's someone for everybody, and everything is not for everyone. You know, everybody's not for everyone. So anything that's out, somebody is going to like it. You know, is there anything bad there right now? No, I don't think it is. Because if it made it to the big screen, it has to have some type of value. So everything is not for everyone, but something is for some people. That makes sense?
Have you ever worked in politics?
Actually, yes, I have. But
I can tell, because that was a nice political answer with no real answer behind it. Everything is for everybody. I didn't ask you about everybody, just you. But that's fine. You're trying to give me red carpet. So what you're saying is Geely with Jennifer Lopez is your favorite movie? Is that what you're saying?
I'm sorry, say it again.
I said, so you're telling me that Geely with Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez, that was one of your favorite movies?
Some people loved that movie. It wasn't for everyone.
I haven't met them yet. I haven't met that person.
Well, if it made X amount of dollars, you know, it did some good.
It took them $56 million to make that movie, and it made $8
million. Well,
you got real quiet there for a second. Didn't he try to get this? Your politics is a little slow these days. You got to be a little bit quicker with it. But no, I'll let you alone. Don't worry about it. Okay, so on a whole other flick. So real quick, before I let you go, you've done entrepreneurship. You've done great things. I'm working towards doing the same thing. But with that being said, I'm looking towards putting a vacation together for 2011. Where have you been and where should I go?
You know, when I go on vacations, I like to go and rest because I'm at it 24/7 when I'm home. And I found this little spot in Northern California right on the other side of Santa Barbara called Cayucas. Cayucas, California is north of Santa Barbara. And it's a small beach town. It sits literally right on the ocean. And it's peaceful. You can hear the ocean at nighttime. You can walk and not be afraid of anything happening to you, whatever. And very, very peaceful, nice hotels. And just walk. It's peace. I like peaceful. I like to be, you know, in a slow pace because I'm on the run all the time. And so when I go on vacation, I like to go to peaceful places where I can just relax. And Cayucas is a place that no one has heard of before, well, they have now. But it's a great place.
Okay, so you go there for serenity.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Okay, well, that's what's up. Well, I guess that this has been quite fun, entertaining. And, oh, wait, before you go, I'm going to have to do a little something. You got 1 second?
Uh-oh. What is it?
Yeah. It's going to be something funny since you have so much to say earlier. Hold on one second. We're going to see if I can get this up real quick. Go ahead and drop that. You ready?
Great show, Beyonce.
Thank you.
And you have a concert coming up, too.
I think you should come by.
Love to.
Just have your people call my people.
Oh, I will. I'm going to have... What's my people to call the people?
I'm not finished with you. Hello?
Eddie?
Yeah.
It's Ellen. Listen, I need tickets for Beyonce's concert.
Uh-huh.
You're my people, right?
People, Ellen.
We're like family. Listen, I got to go.
No, I was going to say, I got to go. No, I'm busy. Okay. I got to find my people. Hey, guys. How many persons make up a people? Why can't one person just call one person? Let my people go!
Does anyone know where stage 7 is?
That's it. People that can get me into the shows I want to get into. That's why I'm a card member.
I'm glad you could come.
Oh, yeah, well, I have people, you know.
Let's do lunch.
Okay, we'll do lunch. Great. Have your people call my people.
Are you getting the most out of entertainment? Are you a card member?
That was funny. That was funny.
That's the guts. Well, also, real quick, I'm going to say, before I let you go, check out next week's show. I have another one that's going to be just as funny, and it's actually going to be by Queen Latifah. I think you're going to love it. So you're going to have to call in and tell what you think. But anyhow, Charles, thank you so much for stopping by. Love, dance, and hate between us. Good. Thank you for stopping by, Dance. Am I forgetting the name of my own freaking show? I must really be tired. I should have had a V8. Oh. Okay, I'm sorry. Thank you for stopping by. Love, Dance, and the Hate in Between Them. Okay.
Great. Thanks for having me. I had a great time.
Most definitely. Where everybody definitely don't forget to check out Charles Flemings and all his projects. You can check him out at Brook, Brook-Entertainment.com to see all the newest and hottest and entertainment that he's putting out. And that's where he'll be. Until next time, Charles, have a good one.
Yes, you too. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. All right, you guys. Well, we'll be right back after this. We're going to play a little jazzy song, and we'll be back shortly, all right? Alrighty. Have your people call my people. I love it.
I came to win, to fight, to conquer, to thrive. I came to win, to fight, to prosper, to rise, to life. I came to win, survive, prosper, thrive.
You guys, we just had so much fun with Charles Flurries from Book Entertainment. That was super awesome. And let my people call your people. That's awesome. I don't care what you say. He put me on that damn show. I'm going to call him and tell him about it. Matter of fact, I know who my people are, and they know his people personally. I'm going to let him have it. No, just jokes, you guys. Much love. Oh, okay. Okay. You know what? We just played Fly by Nicki Minaj, and I don't know if y'all know that's my cut. And now I feel like hearing that Rihanna. Well, that's my name. But anyhow, okay. So we're going to thank Charles for coming out. Okie dokie okie. So we mentioned earlier about the iPhone. Okay, we talked about it coming out with AT&T and all that jazz. But I had to bring this topic up because it kind of coincided with what I had talked about earlier. You ready for this, you iPhone lovers? Well, hello to iPhone and goodbye to upgrades. The upgrade is about to be gone. You have to have been lying in a cave to have missed the big announcement that iPhone is finally coming to Verizon. But what the company did not announce on that day of the unveiling of iPhone is that they're now going to change the upgrade policy that will make phones more expensive for current and future Verizon customers. Verizon officially confirmed that Smart Money was told by Verizon sales rep at a number of stores around the country that the company is ending its popular New Every 2 program, which offers Verizon subscribers a credit of $30 to $100 towards a new phone every 2 years. As of January 16th, the company will stop offering the credit to new customers and won't enroll current customers into this program after to their new every 2 upgrade. The cell carrier is also putting the brakes on its permissive early upgrade policy. Okay, so what I'm pretty much saying to you guys is, apparently or currently, when you're a Verizon customer, every 2 years you get a credit to your phone. So it could be anything from $100 to about $200 or whatever, $199, $99, blah, blah, blah. Right now, you could do that. And if your upgrade was approaching about 3 or 4 months beforehand, you can get an early upgrade because they just trust you're going to stay. Well, all that is not going to be happening currently. With the new every perk, a longtime customer with the $100 credit could get an iPhone for only $99, which is half of the new subscriber who would pay $199. Now, when the program ends, a new subscriber will no longer be eligible for those discounts. Existing customers will lose the perk when they renew their contracts, unless they do all this before January 16th, which, as we may or may not notice, has passed. So, if you order an iPhone, the discounts of the phone is pretty much going to be out the window. So they're just going with a different type of program. So I know right now if I go get a new phone with my carrier, they'll give me, after my contract ends, they give me what's called a 100% upgrade. So I think it's about $199 that they'll give me on my phone. So if I get a $200 phone, I can be out the way and move on with my day. Otherwise, I have to pay the difference. Well, currently right now, Verizon is making changes to that. Ooh, excuse me. So, hello, iPhone, goodbye, upgrades. To your current Verizon carriers, that's something you want to look into. So if you have plans on doing that, you might want to take a note of that. Or if that paper bill came into the mail and you didn't read it, or that email that you kind of deleted, that might be something you want to look into as you continue your service with them. And then for you new Verizon customers looking to get the iPhone and stuff, just check out the price because, again, the upgrade policy is not as it was once before. So, yeah, I would say be wise and spend your money wisely. Yeah. Well, you guys, this has been a wonderful show, and I have had a great time with you. Hope we learned a little bit. Hope we enjoyed a little bit. Hope we danced a little bit. You know, get your freak on. Get your freak on. Get your freak on. Quiet. My bad. I did that last week, huh? And you know, my sister was listening to the show, and she said she texted me. I didn't get the text till later, but she was just like, yeah, could you please not rap the Missy Elliott song? But y'all got to let me know. Somebody hit me up on T'Angelo at EOTM Music, I mean, EOTMRadio.com, and let me know if my freestyle, or I guess my Missy Elliott cover, yeah, my Missy Elliott cover was good. what's it called? I thought I was getting it. Anyhow. Okay, I'm sorry, let me move right along here. Okay, so as we're concluding with the show, okay. So, as I close, everyone, I want to say, like I said, I hope you had a great time. I want to say thank you to Mr. Charles Flemings, who called in and gave us his insight and his wisdom and knowledge on production. Like he said, you know, if it's something that you want to get into, believe in yourself and have what it takes. I know a lot of different people who have let go of the 9-to-5 in some cases and jumped right into it and done it. And another major mogul out there now would be like a Tyler Perry. If you listen to his story and hear how he got to where he is, he too at one point was homeless, you know, reaching for his dream. And it's difficult, you guys. There's a book I mentioned before called The Dream Giver, and they talk about border bullies. And you'll want to make sure that you kind of stay away from those people. And they're there, but you just have to kind of, you know, watch them with a 10-foot pole. Because they'll, you know, discourage you and try to keep you from doing great things. So I mentioned another little quote I'll tell you that it says, success is not perfection. Success is slightly above average. And that's pretty much what it is, you guys. To be successful, you don't have to be perfect. There's people who do great things who are not at all perfection by no means. They're just slightly above. They're slightly above average, and that's all that is, okay? So if you're striving to do good, do not beat yourself up all day about what you didn't do. Just praise yourself what you did do and do what you did before a little better. Also, I would say look out for this show next week. I'm in talks of getting Kendrick Lamar on, so we'll have to have him out here. As we get into February, we're working on putting some wonderful things together. We're going to have Michael Real of RealUrbanNews.com on this show. He does so many different things with his interviews and with his internet site that I just can't wait for you guys to speak with him. And just talk to some other people, too. I'm working on another artist and a few things. So definitely stay tuned in to Love, Dance, and Hate Between Them, because we're going to do some awesome and great things as we, you know, as the year pans out. I'm really excited. And when school starts up, it's going to become even crazier, because I want to really do great things with the show. So I hope you guys tune in and really enjoy that. Just again, I want to remind you to check out EOTM's media page regarding the NAACP 42nd Annual Image Awards nominee announcements. I think it's a really fun video. So you guys should hit it up, post some comments, let us know what you think. Kimberly Lee was great. Affion was there. Columbus Short, Carla B doing the thing. That's what we do. And again, you can just go to www.eotm.wordpress.com and check it out, and you'll have a lot of fun there. Also, hit up our Facebook pages, and it's all across there, because you know how EOTM does it. We keep it hot, and you'll be fun. If you happen to be interested in doing anything else with EOTM, like we talked about sponsorships and things, definitely hit me up, T'Angelo at EOTM Radio. Ooh. Also, to check out the video, my bad, you want to go to EOTMblog.com. That's the easier site. EOTMblog.com. www.EOTMblog.com. I kind of know that in your head right there. That's where you can also find the video for the 42nd Annual Image Award nominee announcement. What else have going on? I think that's it, you know? Fun. We had a lot of great fun. We had fun. Oh, I want to mention again, majors, you guys. Definitely check out your majors, okay? Make sure you do choose a major that's a good investment. I've heard of people who have to go back to college and get another degree because their first one was something that they couldn't really make money with, okay? I'm personally planning on majoring in communications with a focus in PR, which is public relations. So that's my I look forward to hearing about yours, all right, you guys? Without further ado, I won't keep you too much longer. Check me out next week, or every other week for that matter, Thursdays at 8 o'clock here on EOTMRadio.com. I'm going to close out with I'm Your Boy T'Angelo, and don't forget to live life to the fullest. Dance as though no one is watching, and just live. You guys be well.
don't want to walk away from this opportunity or this possibility of you and me. Yeah. Who knows what we can be, but not to see would really eat at me.
Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.